Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds.
Sin is embedded in the human race and works its way through everyone's life. And regardless of the form it takes, the goal is always the same: to tempt us to choose our own way over God's. The descent into a pattern of disobedience begins in our mind. Once our thinking is involved, the influence extends to our behavior until we're more involved with the sin than we ever imagined. And oftentimes we deceive ourselves, soothing our conscience by saying, "There's no harm in what I'm doing. After all, other people behave the same way." Sin's demands keep increasing, and yet its benefits are short-term. Inevitably, we experience emptiness instead of satisfaction, pain in place of comfort, and loss rather than gain. Habitual sin divides the mind and confuses emotions. Our care and concern for others diminish too. Over time, feelings of guilt can take their toll and lead toward negative results we never anticipated. Trusting in Jesus Christ as Savior sets us free from the power of sin in our life. The road to experiencing that freedom starts with confession, admitting that we cannot overcome temptation on our own, and committing to follow God's direction. It's not always easy, but Scripture promises God gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.